Here's a bit of music on Irish National Radio. On my way to Blackrock Castle to record This Is Jazz. And that was Shannon Shannon. It looks like they're having a great time up in Dublin at Temple Bar, some kind of music festival. Haven't got my head around that. The sunlight is streaming imperiously onto the castle, right up the river. And it looks fabulous. The frost is on the ground. Completely chilly outside, minus 1.5 as I pull up. Very few birds about. And it's going to be really chilly inside, walking into this castle. And I hope when I get into the castle that there'll be a log fire started already. But even so, the first half hour before we run Business Jazz and start recording it, it's usually time taken up with kind of getting everything sorted out, getting the fire going, getting our heads a little bit in order. We don't do any rehearsal for this, but we just like to settle down and chat to each other. Haven't seen Roger overall in a week now, and it'll be great. Looking forward to seeing him, and I hope we'll be able to make a decent bit of Business Jazz recording for you all to listen to in the podcast later on. Okay, thanks very much. I'll be back to you I'll record the old business of getting cold, getting out of the car and feeling that chill. Not really chill in the bones, but let's try walking across the frost. Two men. I've left the lights in my car on. Right, thank you guys. Oh, that adds even more chill. You have to go turn back and face the other direction. Get out, find the old car key. Open it up and turn off that switch that I very nearly... Oh, it wouldn't do to be having a rundown battery today. Right, off we go. I can feel the chill around my neck. But the glorious sunlight sparkling on top of the frost is enervating. And I could do with... Do you know what I feel like? I feel like I could do with a huge, big sausage, bacon, eggs, black pudding, massive breakfast. But they don't do those kind of breakfasts in the Castle Cafe. It's toast and coffee and juices that are very good for you. And then some very savoury things later on for lunch. They do very fine things with olives and sun-dried tomatoes. Castle Road is well lit here. That's the sign on the side of the old walls of this castle. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh. And I suppose this is trivial stuff in terms of cold from people in other parts of the world, Eastern Europe, North America. Somebody waving to me. Hello.
Hi, Pastor.
How are you doing?
Good podcast. I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah,
good
we're
morning.
Going.
Have
we're
a lovely
going
day.
In to do the podcast. Yeah.
Thank you. It's really lovely to see the visibility on Twitter.
Yeah.
It.
Do you listen to it ever?
I see it. Oh, yes, I do. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Great. Thank you. Lovely. Now there we are. Isn't that a wonderful little snippet of appreciation? I don't know if we... Do we deserve it? I hope we do. No dogs to be left unattended in the courtyard at any time, especially today, I'd say. Let's go in and see. Oh, good morning.
Good morning,
sir. Oh my God, it's gorgeous and warm in here. It's gorgeous and warm in here.
And even warmer in there with the fire.
Are you serious? You've already done it?
I've done. Well, on Tuesdays I do in the morning.
Oh God, you're a hero. You're a hero.
Thank
you. Oh, I have tea. And actually, I think the only thing I can have is really toast, isn't it?
Well, we
can I have croissants or anything like
I
that?
I don't have croissants. I have scones, muffins, danishes. I do toast or a breakfast porridge, etc. But I don't have pastry-wise.
What kind of breakfast could you do?
Do
could you look me up anything that I could
and eat anything you want?
That would just comfort food. Some kind of comfort food there for my breakfast.
That would such be our breakfast menu, but I mean, if you want to
oh
just
God,
eggs
yeah, yeah. No,
and
no, no, no. Give me the poached egg bacon.
This will be
grilled sausage. Give me that one. Give me that full one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just feel like that, especially this morning.
No bother.
Thanks a million. Oh, yeah. Oh, the dehumidifier's on in here, too. You got a television screen turned backwards. And thank goodness me. Thank goodness me, the fire is here. Do I sound a wimp this morning? I feel a bit of a wimp. But here we are. I'm going to give you the flavor of the fire. I'm thinking of Bosnia. I'm thinking of how cold it must be out there. I'm thinking of David Bailey out there. And I'm thinking of Slandy over in North America. I'm thinking of the people, anybody I can think of it that the brain would remember at this stage, and how chilly they must be, and how trivial minus 1.5 degrees would be here. But in terms of the humidity and the stuff like that in this country, it's quite a bit of a challenge. Okay, anyway, it's good to be back here again, and I'm looking forward to the arrival of Roger. I'm looking forward to seeing what we can, what kind of a little radio program we can put together today. It's just lovely that some people appreciate it. You know, when you start doing something, you just have absolutely no idea if you're bonkers, if you think it's just you, and you have to do it just out of your own passion, out of your own interest, and you hope that others will like it. So there we are. I'll turn off the audio boo now and unpack my bags and put them on the table. And thanks for being here. I'm surrounded on the right-hand side by a big wicker basket full of logs, chopped logs, and more on the right-hand side. I must find out where they get all their logs. I could do with a decent supply of logs myself at home. Okay, talk to you later.